Welcome back to the Innovate and Elevate podcast. This is FSD's podcast, episode number 4. My name is Pablo Diaz, the Director of Innovation and Instructional Support, along with...
And I'm Amber Munoz, Public Information Officer for FSD. We are so excited to be back with the first episode of 2025. We've gotten some great guests, and we have another great one on deck for you today. Today, we're joined by Jeremy Davis, FSD's Assistant Superintendent of Innovation and Instructional Support. Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
So the way we usually start these interviews, Jeremy, is we just like to get to know where our people are from. So where are you from? How did you get into public education? And what was your journey to FSD?
Wow. Okay. Born in Dallas, Texas, spent almost no time there at all. So really an Orange County kid, grew up in Mission Viejo. And then traveled a little bit from there, UC San Diego for my bachelor's degree, a whole bunch of places. My master's was part at Pepperdine, part at National. And then just all my teaching classes all over the place. Little bits here and there, some web design stuff at Cal State Long Beach, just whatever I could learn, I would take classes. I was actually a restaurant manager coming out of college. I was pre-med. That did not work out at all. Organic chemistry sort of ruined that career path for me.
I had a similar issue with organic chemistry. Yeah, it's rough.
It's a mess. So I guess it's good I'm not a doctor because I don't know. Who knows? But I love what I do. I actually was a restaurant manager for a while, met my fiance who was going into teaching and decided I did not want to do the restaurant thing anymore. And I went into teaching at the same time as her. Happened to be the guy on campus who knew how to fix all the tech. So then they started asking me to write grants to do things with technology and not just fix printers, but like, you know, I had kindergartners because I got to teach kindergarten one year. That was fun. I had them in the computer lab and everybody's like, what are you doing? I'm like, they're making books. Like you can make books in PowerPoint. So, you know, I started saying things like my kindergartners, when it was time to read, they all wanted that book that they had made. And you start seeing how tech can really change, teaching. So for me, my first 4 years, I taught a different grade level every year. It was a little crazy. Then I got a job as a TOSA, in the Magnolia School. So I started off in Bellflower. Then Magnolia School District as a teacher on special assignment. Also taught night classes. I taught internet for seniors 20 years ago, which was, 60 seniors and 30 computers. And they wanted to know how to buy stuff on eBay and how to email their grandkids. Like those were the two things. So that was a crazy class. Was teaching night GED courses for math for adults and just a little bit of everything. But then became a TOSA in the Magnolia School District with Mac carts and cows, computer on wheels. We rolled everywhere. Started doing sessions at Q. It's actually where I met Pablo way back in the day. Just teaching people how to do Google and how to do advanced searching and things like that. Then over to Anaheim City School District as coordinator of ed tech. Then Capistrano Unified as director of ed tech and then chief technology officer. And then here in Fullerton as assistant superintendent. So district number 5 for me. Absolutely love Fullerton. Funny enough, I applied for the same job about 8 years before and did not get it. So I've sort of had my eye on Fullerton for a long time. Fullerton's always been this sort of shining city on the hill when it comes to districts in Orange County and innovation. So I'm blessed to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And it's a pleasure to have you obviously in the department and leading the department. And speaking of our department, IIS does a lot of different things to help a lot of different other departments, right? But within IIS, our acronym, Innovation Instructional Support, what are some of the goals you have for IIS? And maybe some of the goals you've reached already or, you know, we're in between. But and then what are some of the things down the road? So maybe a roadmap.
Oh, sure. One of the things I loved about coming here was I got hired in February. And I think like my first week, they said, oh, by the way, there's this event where we've rented out like the Hyatt or the Hilton, I forget which one that year, there in Anaheim. We're going to have like 1,000 kids show up, make sure we don't lose any of them. We're going to do some robotics. We're going to do this. And I'm like, we're going to do what? Like, I've never even heard of this because nobody does this stuff. So the goals of maintaining FSD Fest, making it a little easier, because I remember that year the cheerleading national competition was in the same hotel. So that was not a fun parking experience, or it just wasn't, it was a great experience, but it could be improved. So then we all got together, we moved it over to Cal State Fullerton. And it's just been, it gets better every year. We iterate. And that's a big deal in tech. So what's interesting is a lot of tech should be very invisible. Stuff should just work. A lot of the work we do, it's not like we just sit around staring at a screen waiting for a little red light to go off because we have to go fix the network. We're constantly upgrading, constantly doing new things, constantly making sure, which is why we have very little downtime. If you look at the last 7 years, almost all of our downtime has been external factors. The county had a problem. Spectrum had a problem. Actually, someone dug up our fiber, and like hit a telephone pole, which cut our fiber down the street, and we were down for a day and there's nothing we could do about it. So a couple of things. One, we've added some redundancy. So we have a second line now. So if one of our lines gets cut, we can fail over automatically. We've tested it. Josh has been great about implementing that. So we want some of it to be invisible. We want amazing customer service at all times. We want people to know that they're never a burden, that our job is to make sure the tech works, because the better the tech works, the less fear there is to try new things. And that's really where that innovation piece comes in, which is, are teachers willing to try something new? Do they trust us? When we say we will be there, we will help you, we will support you. And Pablo, your department's amazing at this. The TOSAs are always out there, always being seen, always trying new things. We did that huge AI training in November. That was a big goal of mine, was, can we start the conversation on AI? And we're nowhere near being finished on that conversation, right? I mean, honestly, AI has changed so drastically in the last 2 months. We would probably rewrite that completely differently now. Like today, we would do a whole different training. So we need to look at what is our goal of being able to get teachers back in, all of them at least once a year. Can we do one of those days working with Ed Services where we do a lot of AI, because AI is really a big part of our future here. So it's very interesting because we have the back end, which is, we've refreshed the entire network in the last 12 months, all the wireless access points, the switching. We've even dug up some of the fiber and pulled new fiber to the district to make sure that was all good. That's the stuff you don't really see. You don't see servers being redone. You don't see us working on cybersecurity. But sometimes you do, because sometimes we fish you on purpose. And, sometimes we have to do that because we don't want our teachers or our staff or our admins clicking on things they shouldn't click and giving up their personal information and causing them problems, whether it's their own bank or whether it's student information. Our job is to make everything as safe as possible. But it's also, we have to deal with threats. Sometimes things come across Instagram and we've got to get on it. We've got to call the police. We've got to say, hey, we have a problem here. One of the goals was having more, telling our story better, like telling about FSD Fest, telling about this amazing tiny home, which again, Pablo, you were so instrumental in. But having Amber, you come on as public information officer, we'd never had that before. And when we were discussing that in cabinet, the idea that it could live in the innovation department, I was very excited about that, because we do the messaging, we do the website. So it's a very natural fit that I don't think a lot of districts really see. So while Amber spends a lot of time with Dr. Chad and with Dr. Bob, she still plays a huge role in IIS and really telling the story of innovation, which is a lot of our teachers do such amazing work around innovation. But it's really telling that story. So that's been a realized goal for the department, is just telling our story somehow. And it's been great. But that tiny house piece, it's funny when I go to conferences now or we go somewhere, we go to the county and we're like, oh, we built a tiny house. And they're like, you're the tech department. You did what? It's like, no, we're the innovation department. That's different. Tech is our underlying piece and the innovation doesn't really happen without the tech. But even in the case of tiny home, the tech was the hammers, right? And Pablo, you're a big fan of, I've seen Pablo present this at a conference, and that is technology. It's just a different technology. So did they use the iPads? Sure. But at the same time, we were just innovating. It was something new to engage kids that might not be engaged in another way. And I'm proud that our department comes up with some of these ideas and then delivers on these ideas. And it's pretty consistent. And there's always that what next? But at the same time, it's nice to take a step back and just say, yeah, we've done a good job. Really every piece of our department, everybody, our TLMAs with the World of Wisdom, and you know, I was thinking League of Literacy, but that was a different project we have. So it's just great because we have project after project, but everyone in our department contributes something to make children's lives better through innovation in Fullerton School District.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I stepped into Fullerton right when the tiny home was getting completed, and that was just a really huge story to promote and celebrate. So just seeing firsthand the work that has been done, that's being done in innovation, it's just really impressive. And I'd have to say, you know, going back to your comment on the fishing and having that be a part of it too, it's innovation and instructional support is so multifaceted, and it is a true privilege to be a part of the team because I'm constantly inspired by the work that's being done with our systems, but also just by the ideation that's happening behind the scenes of what can we bring kids that's going to excite them and get them engaged. So World of Wisdom, you know, there's all this work that integrates artificial intelligence that brings to life these anime style characters with this impressive story. So it's all really great work. And I, you know, we could spend an hour talking about everything that's done in this department. But my favorite thing, though, so far on the team was we dressed up as fishermen for Halloween to really underscore our highlight on wanting to prevent people from engaging in those fishing attempts. So that was really fun to do. But so, Jeremy, you know, we've talked a little bit about the goals of our department, but one of the huge pieces for us is digital citizenship and internet safety. Let's talk a little bit about those behind the scenes efforts, because those are continuous as well. We're constantly trying to give kids technology, but also make sure that they have the safeguards and the, you know, integrated responsibilities of how to use it safely. So let's talk about that work that's being done.
Sure. So big passion of mine is digital wellness, digital citizenship, information literacy. I was lucky enough to get tapped to be a consultant for the state when they wrote the state model library standards. And sadly, those came out right before Common Core, so they didn't get a lot of play. But it's really a roadmap for any library or any teacher on how kids can use information, how they create it, how they attribute it, how they're not stealing it by copyright, you know, by saying, no, this is somebody else's work. And that's one piece. So when you talk about digital citizenship, a lot of people think, well, is that just being safe online? Is that just not clicking the wrong things? Is that just having a filter in place so kids can't see things that are inappropriate? But no, it's so much bigger. So we've been a Common Sense Media certified district with every single school getting certified every year for the last, I believe, 7 years. But not only that, when our board of trustees said, you know, we want to make this a goal, we want to push even more. That was great because then that gives us a little bit of a focus to say, great, let's focus a little more over here. What are we going to do with that? So we were already doing some, but then we got to add more. And what we really did, which now we're actually presenting for the county and the state, and we actually went to Florida and presented on this, was the work we've been doing is being recognized that it really traverses a ton of departments. Right? Social emotional learning has a lot to do with keeping kids safe online. Even health class, you know, teaching children negotiation skills around like drugs being offered to them are the same skills they're going to use if someone asks them to send them an inappropriate image of themselves. So we've really gone full bore with a bunch of different departments. I think we had 8 people plus the county working on what should this look like top down across social emotional, across the child healthy kid, the California Healthy Kids Survey. Pieces with health, PE is where that's taught, science is sometimes where that's taught, but then also what does every single teacher do and how do we wrap that in? How do we make sure even like the second step social emotional learning is now tied in digitally in some way? So Pablo's group, the TOSAs have been, Kelsey and Brandon have been really instrumental in making sure we take something that's already existing, add a digital flair to it so it becomes more relevant for the kids and more engaging. And they see, oh, I now see how this discussion we're having about healthy relationships in real life really ties into having a healthy relationship online. And there's a very big difference between a healthy relationship online and a healthy relationship in real life. And who are my trusted adults on campus? I mean, you wouldn't think, why is the tech department doing a trusted adult, you know, lesson? But we're working with our counselors. We're making videos. We're trying to make it relevant and rigorous and engaging for the kids, because the more they engage, the better. I got to do a sit down with some of the kids and some eighth graders and some sixth graders and say, hey, what do you like about these lessons? They went through the lessons. They told me, we like this, we don't like that. And it was great. We actually threw all their results into AI and AI summarized it. And the kids were like, yeah, that's a really good summary. And then we came back to the drawing board and we went back to Common Sense Media and said, hey, your lessons are getting a little stale. Like, we as a district have had to like take out MySpace. Like, that shouldn't be there anymore.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Right? So, but Common Sense Media, they were already on it. They're like, oh yeah, we're actually developing these new lessons. Do you guys want to check them out? And we did. And it was a great partnership. And we love Common Sense Media and we love Thorne. But now we're doing parent lessons too to make sure the parents are involved. So we really feel like we've done a good job and nothing's ever complete. So we're always doing a little bit more, a little bit more. But that's been a big effort across the entire district. We've been trying to spearhead, but at the same time, we have amazing leaders in Ed Services and over in Human Resources and the SEL. Everybody's been on board and it's been great.
I think so. I mean, I think it was in Spider-Man where it was said, with great power comes great responsibility. And that is technology. So to be aware of the fact that we're putting tech in kids' hands, but also have that responsibility and that duty to ensure that they're using it responsibly, that they're instilled these lifelong lessons that will help them navigate and respectfully, you know, be citizens of this digital world. I think it's wonderful that we're engaging in that work.
I didn't hear right. Did you say Spider-Man?
I did.
Okay.
I know we like to quote important philosophers here.
It's fine. I didn't know.
It was Uncle Ben. Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
No, I was out at FETC with Jeremy, and I've had the pleasure of listening to him talk about digital citizenship and digital wellness. And I think it's my, you know, my weak point, if anything. Like, I know about it. Yes, you should be safe online, but you're right. It needs to be more than just being safe online. And so I've learned a lot through all your presentations, and he was a rock star at FETC. I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, he's commanding this room. I loved it. And I loved listening. And so I'm learning every time. But also at FETC, we had the opportunity to explore some AI booths and vendors and things of that nature. And we've also done some things around AI, supporting our teachers and bringing it to the forefront and making sure that our students are safe online with AI and things of that nature. Can you talk a little bit about the district? You talked about a little bit before, but maybe our initiatives right now and maybe some of the new stuff that you've seen coming down the line and things that interest you even personally with AI.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's amazing what's happening right now with artificial intelligence and where we're going. I think Conmigo, I'm pretty excited by it because I think in the future, every parent will have a virtual tutor for their kids. And as the tutor learns the child's weaknesses and strengths, the tutor will be able to step in and say, hey, you know, that essay could be better if you had a better transition. Do you know what a transition is? Would you like to learn about that? Let me help you. Not just here's a new transition sentence. And that, you know, that's not learning. That's just doing it for them. That's what we don't want AI to do. We don't want a child to type in a long division problem and AI spit out an answer. We want the AI to say, well, what do you think you should do first? Is there any addition or subtraction or multiplication here? Or let me help you out. Here's a big number and here's a small number. Do you know how many times that little number goes into that big number right there? Can you help me with that? So what they've done with Conmigo, pretty cool stuff. So again, we're going to play a little bit where there's sort of an innovation team that Pablo, you've put together, 14 teachers that come in, and we're going to start working through some new AIs, but also some groups. I saw really cool thing. I don't know if it's actually going to work. They said it works, but I want to try it. And we might get like some math teachers together at the middle school level. They had basically, you could assign a problem. The students would speak their reasoning into the iPad. It would record. But instead of the teacher listening to 35 recordings, the AI would actually analyze the reasoning of the students and then would break the students into small groups based on where their math reasoning was faulty. I'm so excited about that. I'm like, yes, I want to try this thing. I want to get a group of like seventh and eighth grade math teachers together that are willing to try and willing to, it's okay if it doesn't go well. Like, I, you know, there's no fear of failure here. I see fail as an acronym for first attempt in learning. You should fail. Like, if you're not taking risks, man, your kids might not be having as much fun as they should if, you know, and teachers should be taking risks too. So again, AI, there's a lot out there. I just talked to a company today, and it was really interesting just to watch and see what's possible, but also to see, like, it's not something we need to wait for next year to do. Like, I want to start pilots soon because things that they're doing, it's changing so fast. And we just actually a couple of days ago saw a bit of a technology stock market crash because China showed they could do an AI very similar to ChatGPT for like a tenth of the price. And it freaked out people because they're like, oh, we don't need as much tech as we thought we used to. So AI is changing so fast that those that are willing to play will be the ones that'll be most engaging for their students. But we also have to be, we have to go slow to go fast. We're not just going to throw our students into random programs where we don't know their data is safe. I would never let a student get onto the Chinese program, honestly, because it's been proven that all that data is going straight back to China. We're not doing that one, just like we wouldn't do TikTok. But can we do Adobe? Absolutely. Can we do Canva? Absolutely. So we started off with our teachers with, let's just get comfortable. Let's talk about the ethics. Let's talk about how AI can help your students. I mean, we show our teachers, hey, if a child is struggling to see themselves in a story, like they go watch Star Wars or they go to Harry Potter. Yes, I'm a total nerd, Amber. Thank you. Those are my books. You know, if a 10-year-old Korean girl has never seen herself in a Harry Potter book, she can go into AI and ask it to make a 10-year-old Korean female wizard. And boom, there it is. Like, wow, I can now build a story out of this. So some really cool pieces we can start with, but also we're going to have our little teams. We're going to have our tribe, the teachers that trust us, that want to grow, doing some really cool stuff with AI that we can then bring to the masses. So I'm excited for it. It's amazing what's out there.
So yeah, Jeremy, AI is just, as we all see the headlines, it's just a crazy day and age in which we live. I never thought I'd live in this time, and I still feel relatively young, so we're going to see so much more. But I think it's really great that we as a district are embracing the ways that it can help and support and facilitate student, engagement, our teachers' efficiency, so that they have more time to focus on connecting with kids and seeing and building those relationships. And I love that we did an AI Institute for all of our educators. And then for our Classified Development Day, we offered that as an option too, just so that our people feel comfortable going in and seeing what's possible. And then we're giving them the tools and the resources to just, let them have that playground, and but also using it responsibly. So I think that's really exciting that we're embracing that. So, with all that we've talked about, which is so much and so many great things that you help spearhead, we're really lucky to have you and your wealth of knowledge in our district and in our department, because, you're just a known name in this field of ed tech. And it's really great. Whenever I go places, I'm like, oh, yeah, I work for Assistant Superintendent Jeremy Davis. Oh, Jeremy Davis. Oh, yeah, he knows his stuff about ed tech. So that's been really cool to just see. But what would you say, drives you? What is your purpose behind the work that you do? And what are you most excited about the work you do each day?
The why, I hope for the whole department, goes back to the students. And some people might not see that. They might not see people doing IT and repairing an iPad. But our job is, it's twofold. One is make sure the teachers can teach, and then make sure the students can learn. But not only that, but how do we accelerate that teaching, right? So Michael Follin, does a ton of studies in the world of teaching. And he says, really, the pedagogy is the driver, but technology is the accelerator. So I've always seen tech as a way to level the playing field. One of the reasons we provide internet for every one of our students at home that needs it is because you have to have that level playing field. You have to have the ability to go home at night and continue the work or whatever it is. But it's also why we don't rest. We don't sit back and say, let's let a bunch of other districts try those things. And then if it worked for them, a year or two later, we'll give it a shot. So we don't build a tiny home to get on the news. We build a tiny home because those kids now see that working with their hands, they can have an impact on another family. Because one of our families experiencing homelessness right now is actually living in that tiny home on our property. that's a huge deal. And so many of those students were inspired by that. And they said, I can't believe this is what we're doing. I can't believe we're building a house. I can't believe. But that's what Fullerton does. One of the reasons I wanted to come work here, there are very few places I would have left another job to come to, especially with a long commute. You want to go somewhere where you're inspired on a daily basis and where maybe you can provide some inspiration too. But we're here to do what's best for students. And a lot of times the tech can be that piece that helps a teacher go work on a small group because the tech has been able to help them figure out who needs that certain piece of intervention. But also just, it's fun. I love my staff. They're great. I love our cabinet. We're all friends, which is great, which doesn't happen all that often when you come to work. But everybody here is here for the right reason. You know, I see very, very few people where I think, you know, they're here to do a job. They're here. This is a career. But it's also a great way to work with kids. And that's why it's so important that the network works all the time. We need our network team. We need our team who fixes iPads. We need librarians, you know, not only fixing an iPad, but encouraging kids to read or inspiring kids through stories or read alouds. I'm blessed that the library is under my division, which doesn't happen very often. You don't usually have the tech department with libraries. I'm glad that the cabinet sees the need for ed tech in this department. We have an incredibly solid ed tech department. And just the fact that we can innovate, but we also work so closely with the other departments to innovate together. So yeah, I mean, every day I get to, also I'll be very honest, I probably would not be in the same career more than about 3 years if it did not interest me. Because I have some attention issues in my life.
We all seen the mini tabs you have open on your...
Yeah. That is true.
I resemble that though, so I feel you.
There you go. So for me, honestly, I was in multiple careers before education. But landing in technology, my job changes about every 3 months. So that's been a great thing for me, but it's also been really cool to say, I need to stay on top of this, because I need the kids to have the best experience possible.
I love it. That's it. Yeah. And I see that passion from you every day, and it filters down into everybody on our team and really everybody across our district. So FSD really is a special place indeed.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining us today. We appreciate it. And if you want to go back and listen to this again, because Jeremy dropped a lot of good nuggets there, do so. And speaking of listening, you can catch us on all the places that you listen to podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify, wherever there are podcasts, that's where we are too. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Innovate, elevate, break the ledge. Innovate, elevate, time to thrive.